Exclusive, classified report Biden could release provides intricate detail on Eric Swalwell relationship with Fang Fang. By Matthew Boyle on July 26, 2021. The U.S. intelligence community currently has in its possession a classified report that includes intricate and intimate details of the nature of the relationship between Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, and a Chinese spy known as Fang Fang, Breitbart News has confirmed. The report, which intelligence and national security sources familiar with its contents who spoke on condition of anonymity told Breitbart News, contains details of the nature of Swalwell's relationship with Fang Fang, including certain sexual acts they allegedly engaged in together. Sources familiar with it, however, would not provide any more detail on the nature of those acts or other details in the report, which is currently classified. The relationship was first revealed in news reports in December 2020 when Axios uncovered that Fang Fang had targeted up-and-coming Bay Area, California, politicians. Fang took part in fundraising activity for Swalwell's 2014 re-election campaign, according to a Bay Area political operative and a current U.S. intelligence official. Swalwell's office was directly aware of these activities on its behalf, the political operative said. That same political operative, who witnessed Fang fundraising on Swalwell's behalf, found no evidence of illegal contributions. While Fang did not make any direct contributions to Swalwell's campaigns, for Federal Election Commission records, the Axios story noted she did place an intern in Swalwell's office and interacted with Swalwell at multiple events over the course of several years. Swalwell's office responded to the Axios inquiry for its story on the matter with a generic statement refusing to answer detailed questions on it. Rep. Swalwell, long ago, provided information about this person, whom he met more than 8 years ago, and whom he hasn't seen in nearly 6 years, to the FBI. To protect information that might be classified, he will not participate in your story, Swalwell's office said in the original statement. Despite the revelations, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, made the determination to keep Swalwell on the Intelligence Committee. Several follow-up reports to that original Axios story from outlets including Business Insider and the New York Post noted that Swalwell has refused to answer whether he engaged in sexual relations with Fang Fang. But that classified report about the relationship includes, Breitbart News can confirm based on multiple intelligence and national security sources, details about a sexual relationship between the two. For those who have seen the details of the Swalwell case, it was shocking that Pelosi and Schiff so willingly kept him on the Intelligence Committee even for nakedly partisan lawmakers like themselves, a former senior national security official familiar with the details of the report told Breitbart News. This official said that any government figure with original classification authority, that includes Democrat President Joe Biden and Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, could order the declassification of the report so the public, and Swalwell's constituents in particular, can read it for themselves. Both the White House and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence have not replied to requests for comment when asked if President Biden or Director Haines will declassify the report in the interest of transparency. Regardless of whether you would have pegged Eric Swalwell as someone dumb enough to sleep with a CCP spy, the evidence is damning, a second source familiar with the report's details, a former external senior advisor to intelligence community, IC, leadership, told Breitbart News. That report should be declassified. There are no concerns about sources or methods. The only purpose served by keeping that report classified is saving Swalwell from embarrassment. That's not a good enough reason. Swalwell's office has not immediately replied to a request for comment on the details reported above about the classified report, or whether he would support the report's declassification and public release in the interest of transparency.